What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
The Bird Show.
All right, Kristen, let me ask you a question. If you lived in the same city as your brother and your mother, Cassie, mm-hmm. You can get in on this also. Would they charge you when you ask them to watch Jimmer?
If it was like to babysit here or there for a night out, no. But if it was like a consistent nanny kind of thing, like watching him every single day, then yes, I would pay them.
So if it was like weekly and you were asking your mom to watch Jimmer,
yes,
you would pay.
Yes, because I mean, she's got health insurance that she needs to pay for. Like, she's spending her time doing that instead of doing something else to bring in some kind of income. So I would supplement her for that.
How about you, Cass?
Yeah, same. If we're for Hazel and Max, if it's like a night out, I kind of feel like family and friends, not always friends, but like Kristen's watched Hazel and Max for me so that my husband and I could go have like a dinner out. But if it's a consistent basis, and this is what my friends do too, they'll pay their parents to nanny on a daily basis because at that point, it's not like a favor, it's a job.
Okay. All right, so if you guys want to get in on this, 1-855-BIRCHO, here's the email. Yo, BIRCHO. I don't know if I should be offended by this or not. My parents and sister charge me when they watch my son. Evan is 4 years old. My parents are fantastic in all capital letters, so she really means it. She says they're great, fantastic grandparents. I should also mention that they are filthy rich. She says they live on 75 acres of land outside of Nashville. My sister married very well, like very well, she says. She doesn't need the money. They chose not to have kids, so she has time and money. So why do both capital letters charge me when I ask them to watch Evan? Is this normal? My husband and I make considerably less than anybody else in the family. Does anybody have relatives that charge to watch their kids? She says it's kind of driving me crazy. 1-855-BIRCHO.
Well, if it's like just a babysitting gig here or there, and that's how they're living at the moment, then I do find that odd. But just because somebody doesn't have kids doesn't mean your time is more valuable than theirs. Like, yes, she's chosen not to have kids, but her time is still valuable to do what she wants to do with it, even though there's not kids taking up that time, if that makes sense.
She chose not to have kids, so you had kids, and now you expect her to use your time watching your kids.
That's not really fair to put on, you know, just because somebody else has, different priorities than you, and all priorities are fine priorities. So, and I don't think it really matters. Again, if it's a consistent thing every day, if you're spending gas money to pick them up from somewhere, if you're, feeding them, et cetera, like there's, some minor expenses involved there. But I don't think it's fair to expect your family to watch your kid for free just because they're well off if it's on a consistent basis.
I completely agree. I think it has nothing to do with the time or the money. If it's consistent, then either way, I completely understand them charging. If it was a one-off thing, then yeah, I feel like they shouldn't charge to watch family. No. But the money and the time should have absolutely nothing to do with whether or not they charge.
Well, I actually disagree with you guys. I'm sorry, Abby. I keep cutting you off.
Well, I was just going to say, well, if they make considerably more money, I think we're just finding out that rich people become rich for a reason. Clearly.
And stay rich for a reason.
They're entrepreneurs. They're figuring out how to get cash any way they can. And I think maybe because I have babysat for free so many times for family that I couldn't picture charging them for watching my kids or vice versa. But at the end of the day, like if it's a consistent thing and if it's like a nannying type job where you're constantly looking after them, I feel like your time is valuable and you should also get compensated for
now,
that.
I expect a deal. I don't expect to be paying premier prices like you would at a daycare. I think we're going to cut one incredible deal, but I will compensate you. Yeah.
I'm going to go against the rest of the show on this. This would bother me. If my parents were doing that well, they were living on like this huge farm, they're retired, I'm the one that's struggling in the family while her sister is not. I think I would be a little bit upset about this. I'd be like, help me out here. We're family.
Yeah, because how much money are you really making off babysitting anyway? Like, let's say they make a considerable amount more money, like multiple six figures, and you guys are sharing a family of four on one salary. It does feel a little bit like highway robbery. Like, what, you're going to make me give you $200 for the weekend, even though you're living in a gated community, and we're just right. going by paycheck to paycheck?
But at the same time, it was your choice to have the family. And so, you know, I think if you went to your family and had a conversation like, hey, it's... things are really tight right yep. now. And that's a hard conversation to have. But if you are open about your financial struggles, then I think your family still charging you is kind of a rude move. Like, that's not what family does. But if you're not open about that, they absolutely do not owe you anything to help you maintain your family. Would it be nice? Yes. Does it take a village? Hell yes, it does. But that doesn't mean anyone owes it to you just because you had kids.
Hey, Winnie, thanks so much for joining the conversation. Does your family charge you to watch your kids?
Yes. Like, if you didn't give my mom, like, you know, throw her some coins, yeah. And I'm Haitian. So I think it's like a Haitian thing because when I'm around the Black American families, they don't be doing that. You can drop your kids off and they can, you know, have 15 kids and drop all of them off. But the Haitian culture, nah, you got to throw them some coins. They don't have
that's facts. Cause I watched.
Your child will be well fed.
I watched all three of my sisters for over a decade. My parents showed me at least $1.2 million by this point.
Are you Haitian?
No.
Okay.
The Black family, she said, don't pay. That's the problem. My parents never paid me to watch
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Hey, Cassie, what last call. So how did you get compensated to watch your sister's kids?
So my mom would pay me because I would watch them 3 days out of the week. I'd get up with them every morning while my sister and her husband would get ready for work. And I'd stay at her house till about three when my brother-in-law came home. But my mom would probably throw like $100, $150 on the table just for doing something kind because I wasn't asking for anything. I wanted to help out. It was my mom's only grandson. It's my only nephew. So he's like the miracle child that we finally got. And so out of the kindness of my heart, I never asked for money. I just wanted to spend time with my nephew. But my mom, just because I was helping my sister out, she would have paid me under the table. My sister had no idea.
See, your kindness paid because you didn't ask for it. Mom slipped you some coins underneath the table.
Exactly. Family matters.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to double down with this caller. If the family is that rich, I'm going to charge my mom to watch my kid. Yep, if they're that rich and they are living on it, you want to see your kid, you have to pay me $100.
Good luck with that.
The Burt Show.
We're kicking the show off with some listener drama, and it's actually a dad who is emailing for his daughter. She has this dream to have a career in New York City, and she's going to do interviews, but her boyfriend said if she's going, she's coming back to an empty house because they live in California. So the question is, you're with a guy, you have a dream, you want to go out to New York City and pursue that dream. He lives in California, and he actually says to you, hey, if you do this, then you're coming back to an empty house. I mean, that is...
talk about dramatic, for one.
I understand if you want her to stay in California, but I think that might be a little harsh way of going about it.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. So the email reads, hey, Burt Show, longtime listener here. I'm emailing you in hopes that you and your listeners can help me answer my daughter's questions. She's been dating this guy for over 6 years. They live in San Francisco, and for their age, they're pretty successful. However, her dream has been to live and work in New York City since she was a teenager. She has asked him to move there and try it out for a year, and if they don't like it, they can move back. Finding a job is not an issue. He works remotely, but he refuses because he doesn't want to leave his friends and family behind, which I understand. The issue is that she has 4 job interviews scheduled for the first week of October and is set to fly out. But he told her that if she does interview, she will come home to an empty house, which we don't believe is fair. But I do understand that he's hurt that she was applying behind his back. Oh, she was applying behind his back.
Okay, that changes things a little bit.
The plot has started to thicken.
Absolutely.
She's afraid that if she does interview, no matter the outcome, she will come home to an empty house and lose him. And there's still a possibility she will not get the job. Would the women listening to the show go interview, or would you plant your roots in San Fran? I forgot to mention that all her friends have left, which I believe is what motivated her to apply, and we, her family, all live in Arizona. Thank you for your input, Anonymous Dad. Okay, so we got a little more detail here. And, like, if roles were reversed and he went behind her back and applied and, you know, went out to, was going out to do these interviews, that I think we would have her back, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't want the gender roles to skew our take.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, pizza rolls, not gender rolls.
Exactly. Hashtag yes, all pizza rolls. So, Abby, your boyfriend says this to you.
Yes. Honestly, the fact that she did it behind his back really doesn't change things for me. And it wouldn't change things for me for him, too. She's a grown adult. They don't have any kind of legal commitment to each other. And really, they could, both of them could walk at any point. I think he's being incredibly childish by saying that you're going to come home to an empty house. Like, have you seen the real estate market? Like, how?
Especially like how in San Francisco, the cost of living there is through the roof.
How stubborn do you have to be to go out and find a new apartment just because your girlfriend wanted to do some job interviews? I think the hard truth, and I said this yesterday, when you're in your 20s or when you haven't established your life yet, you have to not only find a partner that you're compatible with, but also find a partner that wants the same life as you. And they may just not want the same life, which is easier said than done to just say, like, we'll break up. But I think she should go do the job interviews.
All right, so Mo, your girlfriend does this, does like sets up the job interviews behind your back. She wants to go apply in New York. And I mean, that is, you don't really get further across country.
Absolutely.
Than that. How would you react?
I would be hurt. I understand where he's coming from simply because I believe that in a relationship, we should be upfront with each other about anything that's life changing. That's a big deal. That's just not something small. And it would send a clear message to me that you are more concerned about yourself than us. And you don't care what I feel or believe, which is fine. That's OK. But it would tell me something. Now, if I'm him, I'm not giving her an ultimatum. I think that's where he went wrong. I think if you're that hurt to the point where she did something to where you're telling her if you do it, you would leave, you should just leave.
Yeah.
I don't think you should tell her like that if you do this, it will happen. You just do it and you allow her to live her life because she clearly is more concerned about her than the us factor.
I think after 6 years, it's very hard to face this truth, but you're going behind his back to do things. And it's a dream you've had since you were a teenager, which tells you it's important to you. And then he, like Mo said, is offering ultimatums. I think that, you know, in your heart, the relationship has already started to degrade. Because if you are happy in a relationship, you don't do this kind of thing and go behind backs and you don't offer ultimatums. So I think you really have to look yourself in the mirror and say, what do I want out of my life? But not only that, look at yourself in 20 years and say, will I regret not going to New York? And if the answer is yes, you have your answer. I think sometimes we stay in relationships when we have what we see as a good partner, or we've been there a long time because it makes sense on paper. And people are always trying to make relationships work. Whereas Abby said, sometimes like your lives just don't align and he can be a great guy, just not a great guy for you. So I would go to New York. I would move. I would live the life that I want and find someone who can fit into it and who I fit into their life. And it doesn't mean you're a failure or that you hate your boyfriend. And it's sad. Something's come to an end. But if I were her, in retrospect, with the knowledge I have now at this age, that is what I would do.
But you got to be prepared. You go out there and interview and you don't get any of the jobs. You're still in San Francisco. You know, if he doesn't want to be with you, then now you're just going to have to forge your own way in San Francisco on your own.
I would just move to New York.
Without a job?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have some savings, obviously New York's expensive. But if you want to live in New York, you want to live in New York. There are plenty of jobs in New York. You may not get the one you want right out the gate. There's a way to make your living and then work your way into the job you want. So if you want that NYC life, move. It's so scary. But the one piece of advice I give to people younger than me is take the risk. Take the risk while you can, while you're untethered, take the leap of faith because your life is going to be so much better for it. And if it doesn't, you have family in Arizona. Go stay with mom and dad.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first. and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
The Burt Show.
Have you ever gone out with a group of friends to a restaurant? You guys are all eating a big old meal together. It's happened to us all, right? Once the bill comes, start to think, start to panic maybe a little bit in your head. Well, did I eat more? Did I drink more than that other person? Are we splitting this thing equally? Even though I saw everybody eating way more food than I did, drinking more than I did. And that little algorithm starts to go off in your head like, should we all be splitting this, right? And it never works out in your favor, and you're always pissed. It's where Kaylee, our producer, is right now, because he might have overpaid for a dinner.
Oh, no, there's no maybe to that. I definitely overpaid for a dinner. So we were invited out to a very nice restaurant, which I hadn't been there before. Have you guys been to Nobu?
Ooh.
Oh, just the name itself. Everybody knows the name. So,
they have multiple locations across the globe, I feel like.
Been to the one in New York, and I've been to the one in L.A.
Yeah, we ate with Luke Bryan there.
We did.
Kristen and I did.
Don't let the truth get in the way of you. Yeah.
So, and these particular friends, one of them is very flashy. He's got a lot of money. He likes to spend it. And I'll be honest, when we're invited out, I figured he was probably going to pay for it.
Hell yeah.
Because, and I'm like, oh, babe, you want to go? She's like, all right, you want to spend that money? I said, we're probably not going to have to spend anything. Order it, whatever you want. Because that's how it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I was expecting it, but I was expecting it. Right? So we go out. Dinner is amazing. It's awesome. And you know, the bill racks up real quick. So I'm calculating in my head as I'm ordering stuff. I'm like, all right, you know, I've got 300 in this meal.
So for those that don't know about Nobu, it's like a celebrity hotspot in big cities. We just had one open up here, and it's like a sushi restaurant, and it's pricey.
It's a vibe.
It's an
experience, right? And you're saying your portion alone was $300?
Well, I mean, I ordered. I mean, I'm probably part to blame.
Because back in your mind, you're like, he's going to be.
I'll take the Wagyu beef. Yeah. It's like $98.
Thinking your buddy's going to foot the bill.
Yeah. Because that's.
I ain't mad at you.
And my wife actually gives me crap all the time because she says, as soon as I find out someone else is paying, I'm like, surf and turf, please.
That friend, okay.
Yep.
So yeah, I did that. I ordered, and that was like $98. And my wife's ordering, her food and drinks. I mean, just a normal drink, an old fashioned's like $22.
Damn. Wow.
It's ridiculous. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I have to pay for this, I'm probably looking at about $300, which is still more than I really wanted to spend.
That's a lot.
But, it's a night out. We don't normally do it. We don't normally drop $300 on our meal.
Especially when somebody else is going to pay for it.
Yeah. So then, I'm thinking, dessert comes, and I'm thinking, okay, we're going to wrap this up. And my buddy's like, hey, let's start tasting some wine. And I'm like, well, first off, I don't drink wine. I hate the taste of wine. I don't care about wine. I'm not going to drink any. I'll order. And my wife's like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, because when my wife starts, sometimes she doesn't want the party to end. Mm-hmm. She'll keep going. And so one bottle turns into two bottles. And I'm not even paying attention to some of these names, Bin 475 Bonzerou Gruyere.
That's the name of the wine?
Yeah. For $380.
They ordered a $380 bottle of wine? You're kidding.
Well, it's Burgundy France 20. I have no idea what this is. And of course, the guy that comes over is like,
oh, the sommelier?
Yeah, whatever the hell that is.
It's the wine connoisseur who knows everything about wines and pairing wines.
He can taste the year if he just rolls it around on his tongue.
There are legit competitions where they'll have like four glasses of unmarked white wine and they'll taste it and they'll be like, New Zealand, 1978. Sauvignon Blanc, can name everything and down to the exact vineyard just by tasting it.
Palate is advanced.
How much did that second bottle
How much that set you guys back?
The second one?
Uh-huh.
$365.
So now you're two bottles in at you're about $700, $800.
And then he decided to I don't know, he was wasted at this point. He's like, yeah, bring me 8 years in the desert. That was only $185. I mean, only.
Well, at least he's going in the right direction, because the drunker you get, the less amount you're able to taste.
Right. So now you're as far as wine goes now, it sounds like you guys are close to like $700, $800.
Well, $900? Yeah, I mean, for us, yeah. I mean, that, you know, and well, but I'm like, oh, well, fine. Y'all are drinking.
Damn.
I mean, and I don't get drunk. So like, I'm got to drive home. I didn't Uber there. So I had already pretty much stopped. And I'm just sitting back. I'm like waiting on that bill, because I'm like hoping he's going to go, oh, over here. Mm-hmm. And he, mm-hmm. so the waiter comes over and he's like, how would you like the bill? And he's like, you can split it.
Yikes.
I was like, I mean, the look on my face, like.
So, okay.
Like, you mean like evenly?
like 80-20? Now, knowing you don't have a problem coming on air and speaking your mind, right?
Yeah.
So you're there at dinner with multiple people. He says that you're going to split it. Knowing you have not had one sip of wine, you did not have any of this wine that's tallying almost like $900, right?
Correct. On top of my Wagyu beef and everything else.
You paying for your Wagyu beef, like, I can't feel bad for you there, because you were trying to milk off this dude.
Right.
But,
I wasn't.
But once he started ordering the wine, and you don't drink wine, but your wife does, though, so there's a little bit of a going on.
And I'm looking at her now, and I'm like, what'd you do? But even if she didn't drink, what was I supposed to say? Like, no.
I'm not going to split $900 of wine if I did not have a sip of wine. I don't think that's fair, because I'm not in the same tax bracket as you.
Well, old Thirsty over here sure helped herself.
Yeah, you kind of stuck once your wife starts drinking it.
Yeah.
You have to.
This is on her, not you.
Yeah. And so when I got my portion of the bill with tip on $600.
Some people don't spend $600 on groceries for the month, man.
Right.
I don't know what my face looked like. I mean, it was the slowest reach for my wallet.
It's a car payment. It's rent. It's
And not to mention, I had a babysitter I had to go back and pay for, too, which gives you just even more insult. And then valet, and I'm like calculating every... Anyway.
Yeah. Got you, man. Yeah, so, you kind of had this one coming.
When's the next time y'all are going out?
Never. Again, never.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.